In the last podcast, in episode 65, you explained and defined strong feminine womanhood. It seems like theology plays a really important role in this strength. Explain that more, Pastor John. What role does theology play in cultivating strong biblical womanhood?
Absolutely. I did preach on that one time. Thank you, Nancy DeMoss, for having me. And my theme was wimpy theology makes wimpy women. And I believe that with all my heart. Over the time that I've preached here at Bethlehem, 32 years, one of the deeply gratifying things for me is that alongside a spiritually mature, biblically informed, humble, Christ-like male eldership, there has risen up an army of intelligent, articulate, mature, Bible-saturated, God-centered, Christ-exalting, strong women who partner with the men of the church to get the ministry of family and society done. And that happens because we don't think in terms of men should be taught deep, rich, solid, life-transforming theology, and women, they should be taught something else. No way. They both should be thinking, meditating, reading, and growing. They both have brains. Women's brains are usually, I want to say, sharper than men's brains. At least in my experience, I have zero reason to think they're anything otherwise. I mean, I tell the little story that in high school, I think I was 19th in my class, and all the people in front of me, grade-wise, were women. Girls, I called girls, but women. And then I went to Wheaton, and the curve in all the classes was slaughtered by the women because they were all so smart. It's harder for a woman to get into Wheaton than for a guy, so they're all smarter than guys. And so all my life, my mom, I think, was smarter than my dad, and all the, you know, the girls in my high school class were smarter than me, and then at Wheaton, it was the girls who wrecked everything. So as far as mental capacity for grasping theology, there is zero reason why we shouldn't seek for the women of our church to be as fully taught and as articulate and intelligent in their grasp of God's glory as the men.
Thank you, Pastor John, and thank you for listening to this podcast. You can find Pastor John's message, The Ultimate Meaning of True Womanhood, from the 2008 True Woman Conference online at desiringgod.org. And I'll finish out this podcast with a 40-second clip from that message. Thanks for listening.
Wimpy theology does not give a woman a God big enough, strong enough, wise enough, good enough to handle the realities of life in a way that enables her to magnify Him and His Son all the time. It's not big enough. Wimpy theology doesn't have a granite foundation of God's sovereignty underneath. It doesn't have the steel structure of a great God-centered purpose for all of human existence, including the worst of it.